Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A controversial plan for the state to take over control of Atlanta's airport has passed the Georgia Senate. Under the measure, state officials would appoint a board to oversee operations at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International. The airport has been owned and operated by the city of Atlanta for just shy of a century. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has come out strongly against it, calling it theft from the people of Atlanta. Backers say state control is needed because of corruption issues in the procurement process. A showdown over abortion rights is brewing. One of the measures would ban abortion if doctors detect a heartbeat. Medical experts say that's around 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Governor Brian Kemp today threw his support behind the measure.
Georgia's a state that values life. We shield the vulnerable and shelter the innocent. I applaud the Health and Human Services Committee for advancing legislation to protect the unborn.
At a press conference called by House Democrats today, Representative Erica Thomas of Austell said as a pregnant woman, she's against the bill. She supports women who want to preserve current Georgia law, which bans abortions at 20 weeks.
So moving forward, we will always stand with the doctors, with the clergy, and with the rest of the advocates in Georgia, standing with women and standing with families that want to be able to make that choice for themselves.
And the bill is not yet on the agenda for a House to vote on it. A former Equifax executive who sold stocks right before the company announced a massive data breach has pleaded guilty to insider trading. Jun Ying entered the plea Thursday in federal court in Atlanta. Equifax is based in Atlanta. He was indicted in March 2018 and had previously pleaded not guilty. And 36 tornadoes are confirmed to have touched down across the southeast over the weekend. Survey teams for the National Weather Service found evidence of 11 in Georgia. All of the tornado deaths were in Alabama, though several people in Georgia were injured. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.